Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah, Alana and Ellen with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has announced the seizure of 603 weapons from nearly 83,000 searches across Queensland as the result of one check 6 months into the permanent introduction and extension of Jack's Law. The law, which is named after teenager Jack Beasley, who was stabbed to death in the Gold Coast in 2019, gives police unprecedented permanent powers to scan people with a handheld wand and potentially search them in all public places without needing a warrant or reasonable suspicion. Despite the searches, homicide rates in Queensland in the past 6 months have remained similar to those in the same period in 2024. However, reported drug possessions have risen by over 3,000 in the same period.
The World Breakdancing Dance Sport Festival occurred on the weekend at Brisbane City Hall. 200 breakdancers from across 33 countries were showcased. The competition is part of the bid to include breakdancing in the 2032 Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games, which will be decided later this year. World number one in the youth category, Guo Pu, who performs as B-Girl Royale, says, "We are all together dancing for our love of this sport and art form." In national news, the Imperial Lakes in Broken Hill, New South Wales, is on the verge of drying up for the first time in 130 years, threatening hundreds of endangered turtles and fish. According to Broken Hill Landcare President Simon Molesworth, the water will be so low that the lake will be insufficient for the life within it. With no water available from local reservoirs, Landcare is urgently seeking $150,000 to buy 87 megalitres of water.
The federal government has abandoned attempts to pass new racial vilification laws after a failure to secure the support of the Greens and the Coalition. Labor drafted the new legislation to curb hate speech that makes it a federal offence to publicly promote or incite racial hatred. It also included stricter firearm controls and a national gun buyback scheme. Albanese announced the gun laws will be separate and then the laws on hate crimes and migration will proceed. But we will not be proceeding with the racial vilification provisions because it's clear that they will not have support. Opposition leader Susan Ley labelled the proposed laws unsalvageable. The new law proposed criminalising the public promotion of incitement of hatred where the conduct would cause a reasonable person to feel intimidated, fear violence or harassment. However, issues have been raised in regard to freedom of speech interests and its impact on minority groups.
In international news, Australian filmmaker and activist Juliette Lamont is on her way to join the 2026 Global Samud Flotilla to Gaza. Lamont departed for Sicily on Thursday as she joins over 3,000 participants set to sail on 150 ships. The flotilla aims to deliver urgent humanitarian aid, such as food, medicine and building materials to Gaza. The goal is to break Israel's illegal blockade and establish a sustained civilian presence. This is the second voyage for Lamont. Last October, Lamont was among seven Australians held in an Israeli prison after Israeli authorities unlawfully intercepted and detained over 100 activists that were part of the mission. Lamont says that last month's Bondi attack played a key role in her decision to return to the flotilla, as it highlighted the need for peace and safety for all communities. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.